as far as a place to work and a place to, you know, bring up a family, was it a good balance, the work-life balance?
At times, when you needed to do things, it was expected you'd do it, but the other side was there was acknowledgement you'd put your bit in, and I found it. One of the sayings used to be, someone was working back one night and one of the owners came through and said, "What are you doing here?" And he said, this person said, "Oh, such and such." He said, "Well, get over to your family, that'll be here tomorrow," which is doesn't always happen.
No, it doesn't always happen at all.
Particularly now in other industries and other firms,
And did you sense that right to the end? It hasn't been that long since you retired. Did you sense that belief, that sort of strong value has stayed?
Yeah, yes, it's still got the strong background of their core values, etc.
And from your perception, how would you put some of that into the words, I guess, the company values, the company culture that you've witnessed over 25 years? How would you describe it?
Fair, I think. I think everybody's been fair. Mm. I don't know whether remuneration's been how that's worked in the workplace, outside the workplace. As I said, I've never really tested to see, because I was always reasonably, everybody always wants more, but
yeah.
I was always reasonably happy with my lot. And but as a general, it's always appeared to me that the company's been very fair to people. Yeah.
There've been busts and booms of different, sort of magnitudes over the years. Obviously, were there particular times or?
I think one of the better examples of how the company's operated is when you have the busts. They were proud of the fact that even though they were struggling, they didn't put people off. Everybody kept their job. As a result, the employees all pitched in and helped, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's probably testament to the whole, the way they ran things, that they didn't put people off, even though I remember at one stage the coal price was $29 US, which with the exchange rate at the time was about $50, which was almost impossible to maintain, but they kept it going and then reaped the benefits later. But during all that period, there was no, I believe, has been the case all along. When the underground closed, the operators from the underground section were all redeployed through the company rather than, just fairness, I think, and looking after people.